With less than 1 week before the release of the federal budget, leading economist Chris Richardson says fixing the unnecessarily cruel dole payments is a more urgent priority than budget repair. So is an increase in Newstart well overdue? The Wire's Shelley Cheng reports.
The maximum Newstart payment is currently just over $270 a week for a single unemployed person, or just $39 a day. This is below the poverty line, which the Australian Council of Social Services estimates at $426 per week. Just last year, the Henderson poverty line was $1,036 per fortnight, while the maximum Newstart rate, including rent assistance, was just $681, leaving a gap of $355 per fortnight. Professor Peter Whiteford from the Crawford University of Public Policy at the Australian National University says an increase is long overdue.
I think it's long overdue for an increase. It hasn't really been increased much in real terms for more than the last 20 years. So it's mainly paced with inflation, and while that keeps up the cost of living, it certainly doesn't keep up with rental costs and a range of other things that have increased much faster than the CPI over that period.
Recent university graduate Mark Clayton says it's very difficult to live on the payment.
Over half of my payment goes towards rent, and then on top of that I'm paying bills, buying food, travel, even just like incidentals, you know, paying for your phone, paying for bus fares and stuff like that. Especially if you're no longer a student, until quite recently, you weren't even getting support for paying the bus.
Dr. Whiteford says a low payment actually hinders people from finding work.
I think probably the payment's so low that it actually hinders people in looking for work now rather than helps them. It's so inadequate, you know, sort of that you'd have to live, you know, sort of you couldn't live anywhere near where there are jobs, basically, if you were renting privately. So it's sort of, it means people, don't have easy access to employment opportunities because the level of payment's so low. We've got, in terms of, you know, the number of applications they have to make a fortnight and, you know, sort of dealing with employment service providers. So there is a lot of requirements for people to actively look for work, and I think they do. It's just that if you have to rely on public transport and you're in a remote area, then you've got a lot of problems in actually, you know, effectively finding work.
Mr. Clayton says it's not that people aren't applying for jobs, there just aren't that many jobs out there, and job-seeking companies aren't doing much to help.
The problem at the moment is not that people aren't applying for these jobs, it's that there's not that much work out there. I have a degree in microbiology, and I'm applying for, since I started receiving Newstart and being on this Job Active program, for hundreds of jobs. But there's so many people applying for similar ones that it's just so hard to get a leg in anywhere. But we're still required to do this menial task in order to fill this, you know, some bureaucrat's quota. And these companies barely do anything to help us out. They earn hundreds of thousands of dollars from the government and provide so little support. I went in and asked, hey, do you have information on master's programs, on scholarships, on, you know, some kind of TAFE course to get an extra certificate so I can go and do something? And it's like, oh, no, we don't really do that kind of thing. It was just, here, fill out your requirements. If you get a job, then we get a bonus. And that's basically all they cared about.
Dr. Whiteford says an increased allowance would create a more effective labour market.
There's actually sort of an economic efficiency case for having benefits. That is, you know, sort of that people, you know, generally speaking, you don't want people just to take the first job that comes along, even if it's completely unsuited to them, because they're not going to do as good a job as if they find one that they can commit to. You know, I think that, you know, you'd have a more effective labour market, basically. You'd have a more efficient labour market with people being able to do jobs that are suited to their skills.
Mr. Clayton says an increased allowance would also benefit people's mental health.
I think it's a really good thing. It helps people with their mental health. It helps people finding work if they do want to find work. It helps people contribute more to their community in ways that aren't considered right now paid work. It helps remove that gap between emotional labor and domestic labor that a lot of people do who are on Newstart. And it, like if you want to talk about it, it has direct like economic benefits because the people who are on Newstart, these are the people who spend everything they get in order to survive. So that it has actual economic benefits.
And that story was by Shelley Chang.